Hi, my name is
Sandy
Kozlowski with Building Blocks of Recovery, and this is Building Blocks of Recovery Radio.
You know, you've spent the time to be in recovery. We've spent the time to do all of the right things, and yet sometimes joy still eludes us. This radio show and this book are all about how we can share our experience, strength, and hope on how to find joy and what being in long-term recovery is and why it can be such a struggle. I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm looking forward to hearing how I can be of service to you and your recovery, and thank you for being a part of mine.
Well, hi. Welcome. This is Sandy with Building Blocks of Recovery Radio. You're probably going to hear a lot of noise in the background. All my boys are home right now. The dog's mad because he needs to be in another room. We have the landscapers here, so a lot going on at my house. I also... pardon me, still fighting those allergies. And I also, just as I was supposed to go on the air, this is wonderful customer service. The place I was having my car tuned up showed up to pick me up, so I had to run and go get my car. I sincerely apologize. But, you know, those are good problems today, aren't they? It never ceases to amaze me in my recovery that... Pardon me, sorry, I seriously just ran in my door. It never ceases to amaze me in my recovery how little things like this happen. Like, I have such a strong relationship with the place I get my gas. They're a full-service gas station. I know that's rare in this day and age, but they're a full-service gas station, and they also have a mechanic on site. So, they don't sell chips, they don't sell soda, they just take care of cars. And that's where I tend to go. And wow, you know, back in the day, don't we all have a back in the day story? Back in the day, I did not have relationships like that. I had relationships that were just, you know, burn them, running from bad checks and all that other stuff. And today, I have the kind of relationship where somebody will actually come to get me and make sure that they deliver excellent customer service to me, which kind of shows that I'm trying to be a better customer too. So excited, so happy to be, so happy to be in recovery today. Also, something interesting happened this weekend to me, and I don't know if this resonates with you at all about your recovery. I was walking through Costco and bought myself a Vitamix. And, you know, it's funny because I picked up the Vitamix, and not only is it going to help me, I've been having a few health challenges, specifically my kidneys and my gallbladder and my liver, but I, pardon me, but also help my kids. My boys are both all kind of athletic, and they like smoothies too, and for all the other reasons that one would buy a Vitamix. And it was funny because I picked it up and I suddenly realized that before I got into recovery, how many times when I got my tax return back, I would just waste the money. I would waste it on some random dream or hope or whatever. And today I don't do that. I'm grateful for recovery today. I'm grateful that I get to be here with you. What we're talking about today is we're talking about kind of all this stuff. We're talking about communication and the throat chakra area. Let me tell you something really quick before I get far off. Building Blocks of Recovery, the workbook, is available online. However, I am an expanded version with a journal attached. There will also be another journal available and an app. So we should be able to get into some good conversation soon. Ha ha ha, talking about the throat chakra, right? So let's talk about the throat chakra. So, sorry, my throat is giving me a little bit of trouble today. So the chakra, the throat chakra, as you can imagine, runs quickly. So it runs really, as you can imagine, women speak at a rate of 8,000 words a day. Men speak at a rate of 3,000 words a day. So this would be a very quickly moving chakra. And when the chakra is working well, we are decisive and we can say what we need. when the chakra's not working well, that's when we freeze, or that's when we have to inappropriate use of anger or emotion to get our viewpoint out. So this is also learning at this level how to see things clearly. So how are we going to make sure that we are communicating clearly, both in what I see and receive and what goes out and away from me? So this also has to do with this level, also has to do on a personality development theory level. It has to do with growing our emotions up. I can't wait to read the book Emotional Intelligence 2.0. So many times what I've tried to do really hardcore with my in my practice is I've tried to learn, I had an old sponsor that taught me this, tell me what is the truth. And I'd say, well, I'm going to get evicted. And they're like, this woman was amazing. And she was like, are you going to get evicted today? And I said, no. And she said, then you're fine. You know, we'll worry about tomorrow tomorrow. We'll worry about today today. Oftentimes when we have been in a life that has been dysfunctional, we also make that life very chaotic. And in that chaos, we will report so that people will always see that the blame is shifted outside of us and that we were the victim. And that's exactly how we report. What's terrific about starting to get emotional intelligence is that we start to look at our own behavior and start to clean up and have some integrity around our communication. So, for example, I don't know if any of you who are listening to me has ever, but I know I have. And sometimes, nowadays, I'll say things like, I just have lost my words. I don't have my words. But before I was able to get that level of honesty with people, I would pretend I had my words and that it was just your fault you didn't understand me. And that became kind of melodramatic and a problem. So what I really try to do and what the best practice is to learn how to lose that all or nothing thinking. This always happens to me. That never happens to me. I have a horrible life. I have a good life. We don't have anything but a life. And then once we realize that, then we can begin to narrow down and clean up our communication. So we don't even necessarily have bad days. I know plenty of bad days that I've had. Somewhere within there was a good moment. I know plenty of good days that I've had that somewhere in there was a trying moment. So I don't have bad days. I don't have good days. I just have days, right? And so I really like that perspective, that of cleaning up. And once I learn, start speaking my truth, then I can actually start living my truth. Well, it's actually we kind of live it and then we start to learn to speak it, right? So let's talk about being in recovery, for example. I have a very difficult time with, should I completely forgot what I was going to say. I was thinking about the speaker that I heard. Sorry about that. See, I'm still in my head running to try to get here on time. So let me go to the yamas and niyamas around this, and then maybe it'll come back to me what I was thinking. So the yama around this, it has everything to do with integrity. Here's kind of something I wish you could see. Well, I'm kind of glad you don't see me. My hair's a little wild today. But I kind of wish you could see me because I do this visual for people, and it's kind of like two sides of the coin, right? Not two sides of the same coin, but two different sides, right? My fingers are very far apart. My left hand's over past my left shoulder. My right hand's over past my right shoulder, right? And this is why I have a sponsor. I, as an addict, will tell myself two different things. I'll tell myself the truth on this side, and I'll tell myself the truth on the other side. What ends up happening is the addiction or my lies live somewhere in between, and I do not have integrity in my speech. For example, I'm going to kind of pick on one for me. I want to be fit and healthy and work out every day. I'm going to go, I don't feel like working out today, though, so I'm going to go lay down and take a nap. I know that doesn't seem very extreme, or I'm on a diet and I'm only juicing, but I'm going to go have a milkshake. You see what I mean? So it's like it's that all or nothing thinking again. In between is my addiction. In between is where my lie has to show up. My rationalization has to show up. Like I want a good relationship with my children, but I'm holding on to resentment of things from the past. You see what I mean? So it is integrity in our speech. So here's what's interesting about integrity. I work with a lot of people who are new in sobriety. But let me tell you, as somebody who has been sober for a little while, that bad behavior can come back at any time. So, and if I am restless, irritable, discontent, or going through a significant emotional shift, what is going to happen to me is I'm going to, of course, return to bad behavior. I talk to everybody and I say, here's the number one way to get people to trust you again. The way that you get people to trust you again is by being on time. I know that that sounds maybe old-fashioned, but it's true that that whole being on time piece really does make people trust us. Now, think about it. Think about the last time you either used or you were anxious or depressed. Remember that time. And what happened? Let's think about it. So you went probably completely internal. You pushed everybody aside. People would say you're never where you say you're going to be. Or it's a joke that you are never on time. Well, you know, it's kind of not funny, right? So, so the number one way that I have found to build my integrity back is I am on time every time. And that way people know if I'm not on time, well, like today, right? If I'm not on time, it's because something happened. Because it is very important to me to be on time every time. I hope that makes sense to you. Because if we have had a lifestyle where we have been in any kind of addiction, what happens is that our family and our friends and our loved ones and our coworkers are tired of hearing the excuses. They're tired of hearing people say, you don't understand, right? And then needing to explain. This was one of the hardest things in my communication I had to do. So first I had to do the action of being on time. And then I had to learn the action of not justifying. So, like if I'm late for work, I'll walk into work and I'll say, I'm sorry, I was late, period. I don't have to go into the full description because I used to have to do that when I was lying. So when I was lying, I would build up this great big huge story about why I was late, why I wasn't on time, and then I would feel guilty the rest of the day, and so my behavior would be off the rest of the day. And then I would be ever so slightly this side of paranoid the rest of the day. I don't know if any of that resonates with you. That clearly was my story. So when I first got sober, I was a single parent, and I would call my children. I would say, Mommy's going to go here, here, and here. Now, granted, my kids were older. But I'd say, I'm going to go here, here, and here, and then I would be home. And what I would do is if I changed anything about that, anything about what I was going to do, I would call my kids. Now, to be clear, my children did not need me to check in with them. They did not. My children do not parent me. However, I did need to build integrity with them. Now they know if mom says, I will be here in 20 minutes and I'm not there, something is the matter. But it was my actions and making a choice and cleaning it up and moving to a sense of integrity again that is first we do the actions and then our words will come. I hope that makes sense. So first we do the actions, then our word will come. Here's something that's kind of interesting. When we first get sober, everybody's happy. You know, when you first, like, get cured or whatever, everybody's like, oh, yay. You first lose 100 pounds, everybody's like, oh, yay. And then the anger comes out. Then they show you their anger, they show you their pain, and they show you their frustration with people. And that's when the bear went through the buckwheat. But here's the really good part about that. They are seeing you finally be stable enough, no matter what they're saying to you, I promise this is what they're seeing. They see you being stable enough that they are safe to be angry now. And safe to be angry is the best place we want our loved ones to be. Once people are safe to be angry at you, that is when your communication skills and your humility that you have learned will begin to really take hold and be helpful. So what does that mean? So I remember when I first got sober, my daughter said, I can't even talk to you. I don't even know who you are. And that was really painful and 100% correct. And then now, just the other day, she said, I was taught to learn. I was taught to learn to ask questions and to think for myself. So as you can see, she went through that period where she was very angry with me. And yes, I did give her reason. And we worked out of it. So now she can say the nice things to me. Repairing relationships in recovery is akin to getting this throat chakra work done. But one of the things we have to realize is we can't walk around lying. I know. But we can't do it anymore. We can't say yes when we mean no. We need to break the codependency. Does that mean we walk around hurting people's feelings? I don't think so. One time I had this situation when I was living in Bellevue, single parent again. I was living in Bellevue. And a babysitter not only stole all of my jewelry, but she tried to set the house on fire and said that someone broke in and tried to set the house on fire. I was upset. So I called a friend and I said to him, I am really upset about this. And he said, well, you only have to be upset if you want to be. And I remember I was sitting on a couch and I was folding socks and I realized, and I tried really, really hard to be brave, and then I realized, no, I'm upset. I need to be upset about this. And I had a good long cry. So that was me bringing myself to integrity. I hope that you get that. I hope that that's a strong lesson for you. When we are struggling with the throat chakra, we want to stay away from dairy products. So dairy products are not necessarily our best friend. It coats the throat. So if you are preparing to do a speech or to present in front of a group or anybody that you're planning on talking to, good honey and hot honey and lemon in some water works very, very nicely. Also, within the yoga pose, I've noticed that I have problems chanting in front of other people or problems singing if I am at my place of worship in front of other people. So what I tend to do is notice that that is actually a throat chakra issue that The desire for my heart is there to speak, but I'm not ready yet. And I go down and I do the work as to why I'm doubting what I have to say. Why do I think that my words are not the most important words that I could be saying right at that moment? Consider that there's a couple things in yoga. First, doing some chanting. And I have to say that doing the chant of Om takes some work for me. And I have to feel very, even after all these years, I still have to feel very, very comfortable within a group before I will allow the actual Om to escape my lips. The other thing is line face pose is just freaking hysterical. So your tongue's out, your eyes are wide, your eyes are looking up, your fingers are wide apart, and you're going, aah. It's super fun. I know it's a horrible sound on the radio. Super fun to do. Lion's pose. You will love, love, love it. So now that we just have a few seconds, next week we are talking about, let's see what chakra we're on next week. Oh, next week, we're on the third eye chakra. Third eye chakra is one worth listening to, one worth dialing in and learning more about. Sandy with Building Blocks of Recovery, and after a crazy, crazy day, it was beautiful to spend time with you. I'll talk to you next week, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on Building Blocks of Recovery Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.